GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Now, George, remember last time that the mayor of Auburn, Jason Levesque, was on with us? It was early. I think it was 6:30, and I owed him a coffee from Aroma Joe's. Okay?
Yeah, right.
Okay, now, it's even earlier. It's 30 minutes earlier than that. He's up. And to make this not a travesty, not a tragedy, but an atrocity, go ahead and tell everybody, Jason, what the crisis is in your household this morning.
I'm out of coffee.
There's no coffee.
I'm literally out of coffee. I think I have to brew my wife's tea bags. Oh. I don't even know if you can do that.
Well,
I might just go on one.
Tea bags. Who would drink tea? Tea's for wusses.
Wusses. The last time I was involved in such an atrocity as this was when I was in the Navy, and they ran out of coffee on the ship, and I thought the captain was going to run her aground. But
I'm surprised you didn't lynch the captain for that one. That's horrible.
He was after the cooks, I'll tell you that.
Speaking of running the ship aground, do you have a subscription to the New York Times, Jason?
Oh, God, no. And I'm very glad I don't.
Because they got a COVID tracker on there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They look at statistics coming from who knows where. And congratulations on Auburn being along with Lewiston, technically all of Androscoggin County, for making the New York Times. They claim that Lewiston Auburn is the, what is it, George, the third worst outbreak?
Well, only other, I guess what they're saying is that only two other metropolitan areas, and I guess you throw you in with Los Angeles here, have a higher daily average of COVID-19 cases over the last 2 weeks than Lewiston-Auburn.
Well, L.A., Los Angeles, L.A., Lewiston-Auburn.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a typo. Maybe it's a misunderstanding at the New York Times. What do you think, Jason?
Well, I take a lot of things, actually, even though I don't have any coffee. What's that famous quote from Mark Twain? There's what? Lies, damn lies, and statistics?
Mm.
I think this really has to play here. If Mark Twain was alive, he would laugh because they didn't do their research. I mean, a computer spit this out. The data that they're quoting doesn't even match the main CDC's data. You know, statistically irrelevant sample size. I mean, George, I feel pretty good about saying we're a metro area, but compared to other places in the country, you know, we really aren't. You dig deeper into Auburn. I mean, the county has 105,000 people, the entire county. Auburn has 24,000. You know, so when you're really looking at metro, are we really? So the lines blur a little bit. COVID doesn't start or stop at a county line. So we have Bates College in there. Their student population does not factor into our population census, but their COVID cases sure do. So right there, I mean, you're starting to, you know, through focal outbreaks, really, you know, kick the numbers all out of whack. And that's just only part of the story, though. I mean, what the New York Times says is what the New York Times says. But for certain journalists in Maine to jump on this as gospel and use this in a salivating way to just get there, it's just odd. It's like they're virtue signaling and pitting people against Lewiston Auburn and perpetuating this kind of like negative stereotype.
Well, they name Muskegon and Flint, Michigan, because Michigan, as we know, is having some bad problems. Only Muskegon and Flint, according to them, have a higher daily average. And Lewiston Auburn is getting 71 new cases per 1,000 residents per day. And 77 testing positive every day over the past 2 weeks. Now, this theoretically is over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's not true, though. Those are inflated numbers. Actually, lower than that. Again, it's a snapshot in time. I think if we can really dissect this, and this is this after-action review. I mean, George in the military, every time he did an exercise, what did we do? You know, we always just dissected it. Had tough skins and said, what do we do right? What do we do wrong?
Right.
You know, we can go back and look at the fact that, you know, the Lewiston Auburn area went 3 weeks without a mass vaccine site post other areas in the state. Bangor was up early. Portland was up early. We were waiting and waiting for the state. And once we did get it up, they throttled back our vaccine amounts. So when you look at the whole time frame here, especially on vaccines, it starts making sense. So, passing blame upon the residents of Androscoggin County for this, which is what I'm seeing in the mainstream media here in Maine, that's really disheartening.
Jason, let me put on my tinfoil hat, and I know that you don't have any coffee in the house, but give me just a second here. Music, please. Okay, here we have an area like Lewiston, Auburn, where the Androscoggin County Commissioners are kicking and screaming against wearing masks. And then we have the mayor and the town manager in Auburn pulling their mask mandates. And maybe someone doesn't like what's going on there. And then something very negative comes out in the press. And we even see some vaccine being throttled back, your words. Let me take my tinfoil hat off here just a second. There we go.
Well, toss it over to me so I can put it on.
Okay. Am I?
First of all, I've got to correct you, Rick.
Yeah.
Auburn and myself and the city manager didn't remove the mask mandate. What we did was we removed the emergency order, which actually is a good thing because it puts us in full compliance with state executive orders.
Mm-hmm.
So we never pulled off the mask mandate. The county commissioners, there's a couple of them that I don't know what they were doing, frankly. I don't know if there's a, you know, let's be honest. In Southern Maine, there's always been this kind of negative nose turning up to Lewiston, specifically in Auburn and Androscoggin County and even Oxford and Franklin counties. And it's almost like they just want to see something, this one brief snapshot in time where they can say, those people are bad.
Really?
That's what's, I really, you know.
I always like Lewiston.
Yeah, I do too. I've got property there. I had my business there. I live in Auburn. I'm the mayor of Auburn. A lot of people do. You know, but you look at our economic growth in the last 16 months. It's huge. I mean, it's way outstripping Portland. And maybe they don't like that. I don't know. That's conspiracy theory stuff.
Well,
but I think of the true after action review. You just got to look at all the pieces and how they make the sum.
Let's see if we can come local a little, try to get some new numbers that matter or are accurate. From the main CDC, I guess it, and this is all I've got, 90 new cases per 10,000 residents in Androscoggin over 14 days. That is a difference from the new cases in the entire state, which is 38 per 10,000. Dr. Shaw didn't say much. He did indicate that it is concerning. He used the word concerning. So let's start from that. Are those numbers accurate or close to being accurate?
We sent out a press release with that as of 2 days ago, I believe. And the daily case count over the last 7 days in Auburn were 14 per day. Countywide, I believe we're in the 60 range. Now, again, it's all about data, right? So Dr. Shaw, I'm not going to dispute Dr. Shaw's data points. He might be running on a 10-day. We were running on a 7-day cycle. So there could be a difference there. And yes, it is concerning. Okay, let's be real on that. I mean, the increase in cases are concerning. Does it make sense with regards to timing when we got our vaccine clinic up, the amount of vaccine that we've been able to distribute in the county? It kind of does. Are we 3 weeks behind the rest of the state? Yeah. I'd like to see what the infection rates were. Maybe we need to look at this 4 or 5 weeks ago in other parts of the state as well to see if there's a trend line there that we can compare Anderson County with other counties in history, because this is truly, this New York Times study is a snapshot in time.
You look at the COVID website that the Maine.gov puts up, and the colors that surround Lewiston, Auburn aren't necessarily any darker than some of the other, even darker or even more significantly shaded areas in our state. Looking forward, is this going to cost business in Lewiston, Auburn? Are people going to shy away because of this headline?
No, not at all. Not at all. We're not going to see a dip at all. And that's the thing. We're on a, my favorite word today is trajectory. Okay, when you look at the trajectory of COVID cases in Auburn and Anderson County, they're going down. The trajectory of our business climate in this county is going up. You can't stop a moving freight train that quickly, no matter how much someone may or may not try.
The Androscoggin, I try to look at this from upstairs looking down, try to take the crazy politics out of it at times. Androscoggin County and a couple of other counties have lower vaccination rates compared to the state. It may not be the whole story. Oxford and Somerset have lower vaccination rates, too. Is this playing into it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the vaccine rates are probably a direct correlation. That's why I kind of want to look at communities 3 or 4 weeks ago that had more access to vaccines than we did. You know, hey, get your vaccine. The J&J vaccine being pulled at that for a period of time, that definitely hurt. We felt that. And we felt that at a time where the weather is warming, people are going outside, backyards, family barbecues. Things are, there's a negative repercussion for that. Absolutely.
Listener points out to us, and I don't know if you have any of the numbers there, talking with Jason Levesque, mayor of Auburn. No coffee in the house. Keep this in mind as we ask this question. As a listener points out, the number of cases are useless. What are the number of deaths? Do you have any idea what the mortality rate is in the LA area compared to what's going on in the rest of the state, Jason?
I mean, long term, since beginning, or just recently, if you want to compare that with, let's say, the New York Times stats, it's a number. It's very, very small, if anything. Put it this way: if it was huge, that would be the headline. But that's not the headline, you know. And I think that listener, great question, and I think we need to look at the overall, you know, facts with therapeutics that we have now. Survivability has increased dramatically across the country. So, you know, and that plays true here in Maine as well.
A lot of ways
are up, but I'm not seeing mortality going up.
Yeah, it's a lot of ways to look at it. A lot of people look at mortality. The other way to look at it is you don't want to get it because you have lingering health effects afterwards. And I know a ton of people who, you know, are still struggling with it afterwards. They have a name for them, long-termers or something like that. You get over it. But you're not over it, if you understand what I mean.
Of course. Hey, listen, nobody wants to get it. You know, I don't care. You know, forget the tinfoil hat. There must be just a couple, very few people that believe that the disease isn't real and it's not dangerous. Okay?
Jason, yeah. This person writes to us, and they're more concerned of the fact that they hadn't realized that Androscoggin County, Lewiston, Auburn, considering it's the second most populated city, metropolitan region in our state, was so late in receiving as much vaccine as other regions. And they ask, and I know I intimated this by playing the X-Files theme, but do you actually see a connection here?
I don't know. I really hope that in the next several months when, you know, vaccine rates are up, you know, infections are down, we can all sit down and have an honest conversation that's transparent on what we did right, what we did wrong, and what we can do to go forward. And I say we, because I'm not going to pass blame here, okay? I guarantee you I own some of this blame. And I think we all do to a certain extent, but it's okay to talk about that. I hope that's not the case, but we'll see.
I've been saying that for a long time. When this is all said and done, I hope it's said and done at some point, if you can sit down and take a look at what happened, what we did right, what we did wrong, it's going to be a bunch of both, really, down the road, someplace.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've all done good things. Hindsight's 2020. That's why you have an after-action review, and you start memorializing this for the next time. And it might not be in 3 years or 4 years, but I took a lot of relief from reading some of the history of Auburn and Anderson County, actually, during the Spanish flu of 1919. You know, what they did, how they, obviously a fraction of the scientific power that we have today, that was valuable. And I think maybe whatever we learn here will be valuable if this, when it does happen, and it will, in future generations.
But you know what they did right back then that we're not doing right today?
No, tell me.
Keeping enough coffee in the house. Jason Levesque, mayor of Auburn, you're going to have to make a... What time does Aroma Joe's open anyway?
Yeah, they'll open for me.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.